This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 14. A warning from the wilderness. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 14 and Hebrews chapter 3. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, 'As surely as I live,' declares the Lord, 'I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me, not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But as for you, your bodies will fall in this wilderness. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the wilderness. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this wilderness. Here they will die." So the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it, these men who were responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord. Of the men who went to explore the land, only Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, survived. Hebrews chapter 3. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end, as has just been said. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. We've reached a low point in the book of Numbers. The failure to trust God's promise about the land of Canaan was an epic act of unbelief. And the consequences were terrible. For 40 years, Israel would have to wander in the wilderness, even though they had reached the doorstep of Canaan. Even worse, an entire generation would die in the desert. They would fall short of the inheritance God had promised. Only Joshua and Caleb, the two explorers who trusted God, would survive and eventually live in the promised land. The book of Hebrews takes up this story as a warning for us still today. We are warned not to turn away from God by having a sinful, unbelieving heart. The generation that died in the desert saw God's deliverance from Egypt, but lost faith in God. We are called to hold firmly to Christ to the end. How can we do this? We must remember that God still has a promise of rest for us today. This promise is about eternal salvation, rest in Christ, as well as life together with God in the new heaven and earth. We also must encourage one another daily to resist sin. We need to help each other see sin's deception and then walk with each other to remain firm. Finally, we must listen to the Spirit, who says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." Learn from Israel's failures and ask God to help you persevere in faith. Pray with me. It's so easy, Lord, to fail to trust in you. Strengthen our faith so that our hope always rests in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.